Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, AI Agent Mastery Collection 7, Agent Army System for Infinite Leverage by Austin Chen, is a practical business and technology guide focused on using agentic AI, ChatGPT, and no-code automation to reduce manual work in small business operations. Rather than treating artificial intelligence as a general productivity aid, the book frames AI agents as modular business assets that can be designed, connected, tested, and assigned recurring responsibilities. Its subject is the operational use of AI in entrepreneurship-led handling, customer communication, workflow execution, research, content support, and other repeatable functions that often consume founder time. The purpose is implementation-oriented, aiming to help non-technical readers move from occasional prompt use towards structured automation systems. Because the book appears in a fast-changing category, its strongest value lies in its workflow perspective. It encourages readers to think less about single tools and more about designing coordinated systems that extend capacity without immediately hiring staff. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Agent Army model treats business functions as modular AI roles. The central idea of the book is the Agent Army, a collection of specialized AI agents assigned to distinct business tasks rather than a single general-purpose chatbot used for everything. This is a meaningful shift because most beginners approach tools like ChatGPT as conversational assistants, asking isolated questions and manually copying outputs into other systems. Chen's model instead encourages readers to define repeatable roles such as lead qualification, sales follow-up, content support, research or operations monitoring, and then design agents around those responsibilities. The value of this approach is not merely automation, but role separation. A business owner can clarify what each function requires, what information the agent needs, what output format is expected, and when human review remains necessary. This makes AI adoption more manageable because it breaks a large operational problem into smaller workflow components. The model also reflects a broader movement in agentic AI. Effectiveness depends less on a powerful prompt alone and more on the surrounding task design, context, triggers, tools, and feedback loops. Secondly, no-code automation is presented as the bridge between prompts and execution, and a recurring theme is the difference between generating useful text and completing useful work. ChatGPT can draft, classify, summarize, and reason, but business leverage usually appears only when those outputs move through a process. The book positions no-code automation platforms, including tools in the style of NateN and similar workflow builders, as the practical bridge between AI reasoning and business execution. This matters because many small business owners do not have the budget or technical background to build custom software, yet they still need systems that respond to forms, update databases, send messages, route leads, and trigger follow-up actions. No-code logic makes those connections visible and editable. The reader is encouraged to think in terms of inputs, decision points, actions, and exceptions. This framework reduces dependence on manual handoffs, where founders repeatedly paste information between apps. The book's practical emphasis is that an AI agent becomes more useful when embedded in a workflow that can receive data, act on it, and produce a consistent operational result. Thirdly, minimum viable agents emphasize testing before full automation. The book's reported use of minimum viable agent thinking is important because it introduces restraint into an area often dominated by ambitious promises. A minimum viable agent is not a complete replacement for a department. It is a narrow, testable automation designed to handle one defined task under known conditions. This approach is practical for two reasons. First, AI systems can fail in subtle ways. They may misunderstand context, overgeneralize, produce inconsistent formats, or act confidently on incomplete information. Second, business workflows often contain exceptions that are not obvious until the process is tested with real cases. By starting with a small agent, a founder can evaluate accuracy, cost, latency, and reliability before expanding responsibility. This method also makes improvement easier. If the agent has one job, problems can be traced to prompt design, input quality, tool configuration, or unclear decision rules. The book's usefulness, therefore, comes from encouraging iterative deployment rather than treating automation as a one-time setup. Fourthly, the passive income promise depends on system design, not tool novelty. The subtitle connects agentic AI to passive income and scaling without employees. But the more realistic reading is that automation can reduce operating friction rather than eliminate business responsibility. The book's framework suggests that income becomes less dependent on constant personal labor when recurring tasks are systematized and delegated to AI-supported workflows. However, the underlying business still needs a viable offer, traffic, customer trust, quality control, and ongoing maintenance. This distinction is important because AI tools do not create market demand by themselves. Their role is to increase leverage once a business process is already meaningful or can be validated. Chen's approach is strongest when interpreted as an operating model for lean entrepreneurship. Use agents to capture leads faster, respond more consistently, prepare materials, organize information, and reduce repetitive administrative work. In that sense, passive income is not presented as magic if read carefully. It is a function of replacing manual bottlenecks with processes that can run more continuously and with less direct intervention. Lastly, human oversight remains necessary in high-value and customer-facing workflows, although the book emphasizes autonomous agents and reduced reliance on employees. A balanced interpretation requires attention to oversight. AI agents are useful for repeatable, rule-guided, and information-heavy tasks. But they can also create risk when handling sensitive customer communication, pricing decisions, compliance issues, or brand-critical messaging without review. The agent army concept works best when the business owner defines boundaries, what the agent may decide independently, what it should draft for approval, and what must be escalated to a human. This is especially relevant for small businesses because a single incorrect message, mishandled lead, or flawed automation rule can affect revenue and reputation. The book's practical contribution is the idea of structured delegation, but delegation is not the same as abandonment. Readers should treat agents as operational extensions that need monitoring, logs, performance checks, and periodic prompt refinement. In this way, the system can produce leverage while preserving accountability, which is essential for any serious business use of AI automation. In conclusion, AI Agent Mastery Collection is best suited for entrepreneurs, freelancers, consultants, small business owners, and side hustlers who already see the value of AI but need a more systematic way to apply it. Readers looking for academic theory, deep machine learning concepts, or software engineering detail may find it less relevant. Its practical benefit is in shifting attention from individual prompts to repeatable business architecture to find the role, connect the tools, test a narrow workflow, and expand only when the result is reliable. Intellectually, it introduces a useful way to think about AI as a network of specialized functions rather than a single assistant. Practically, it can help readers identify where time is being lost in lead handling, follow-up, content production, research, and routine operations. Compared with many AI business books that stay at the level of general opportunity, this one stands out for its emphasis on multi-agent workflow design and no-code implementation. Its differentiation is not that it promises automation, since many books do, but that it frames automation as an organized agent system with defined responsibilities and deployment steps. The most realistic value comes from using it as a blueprint for lean experimentation rather than as a guarantee of effortless income. If you would like to support Austin Chen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.